CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. New York City in recovery. New York City in recovery during Ukraine crisis. We're looking at the same challenges that existed during the pandemic. The recovery requires people to come back to the office towers. That will easily employ or re-employ all the people who were in the hospitality business, part of the economy of New York. And then there's entertainment, there are the arts, there's fashion, all of that to reawaken. Primarily, however, the concern during the pandemic and afterwards has been security, especially in Manhattan, in the crown jewel of American culture. However, Harry Siegel, who writes a column for the New York Daily News, he is also the op editor of the Daily Beast, where he writes columns now and again, is here to comment again on Mayor Eric Adams, the new mayor, NYPD veteran, Brooklyn president veteran, who is now facing two challenges. First, to take care of, to concern himself with people who are beleaguered and have committed crimes or might have committed crimes, and how they are treated in the justice system once they enter it. We're talking about Rikers Island. The other end is the Manhattanites and people come in and out of the city to feel secure in order to do business in the recovery. Harry, a very good evening to you. This is in the form of a random report by one particular person who's familiar with Manhattan for 50 years. That's me. As I traveled to Manhattan in these last days for a luncheon date, and from Grand Central to Times Square to the Upper West Side, and then across Midtown, walking, as I like to do when I can. And the city's got many more people in it. The masking is random. The restaurateurs are pleased. They say the business is not 2019, but it's much better than it was. Is this a consequence of security? I don't know. That's why I come to you, Harry. I rode the subway from Times Square up to the Upper West Side, did not see any homeless on the subway car. It was sparsely populated. It wasn't crowded the way you can expect, although there were crowded subway cars I watched on the 2 line. So what is the opinion of people in the city all the time, as you are? Is the security coming back? Are the police again asserting their authority so that the random street crime that was the bane of 2021 is abating?
It's really hard to say at this point. What we know is major crime is up 45% so far in 2022 compared to 2021. There are more shootings this year than in the same stretch last year. And that's after shootings doubled between 2019 and 2021. So people are getting back to their wives and their rhythms and their routines, or at least the people who are still here. Manhattan lost well over 100,000 people just between July of 2020 and July of 2021. It's like 7% of the total population, the biggest loss of any county in the country. It's not yet clear, I think, what our new normal is going to be. In the meantime, all this is happening as the debate in Albany is about whether we're going to spend $10 billion more in the budget next year, which is Kathy Hochul's relatively conservative proposal, or what the lawmakers want, considerably more than that. There are people and things returning to normal, but I don't think that we know what normal is going to look like on the other side of this. Clearly, less people are going to be in their offices. Clearly, Adams is trying to do the mayor what he can about street crime and about homeless encampments. These are big, heavy lifts, as things have been, as I've said, moving pretty significantly in the wrong direction. And as state lawmakers have mostly shrugged at this and said, you know, what are you going to do? It's the pandemic, which may be so, but our unemployment numbers are worse than other cities. Our population loss is worse than other cities. And I don't know that all of this just bounces back on its own. And of course, the very generous federal aid we've received is not going to recur when all this is done. And the boost in tax revenues we had this year, unexpectedly, by the way, came almost in large share from the tech companies that did incredibly well during the pandemic, their stock prices. And, of course, that helped shut things down in a way that is really not in the long-term interests of New York. It depends on density and people coming into offices and that whole universe reemerging.
The subway, let's focus on parts of this. The subway was unsafe during the pandemic. I know because I tried to ride on it and I avoided it. It was safer in 21, the first year, the second year of the pandemic, during what seemed to be a premature recovery. But it was also the troubled by the homeless and by people who were lawless, apparently lawless, and would take over cars. Is there any report to indicate that the subway is in stronger shape now? Certainly the cars that I saw when I was in Manhattan for a few hours, admittedly on a weekend, appeared safe but sparsely populated.
Most cars are always safe. And, you know, the share that are not has clearly gone up and created a system people were uncomfortable riding. In the last week, just glancing at these numbers, you know, we've had something like 55% on weekdays and like 65% on weekends of the ridership we had pre-pandemic. Bus numbers are similar. Long Island Rail numbers are actually a little worse, particularly on weekdays where it's both still below 50%, same for Metro North. So, you know, it's going to be a different commuting system on the other end of this. And if we're going to have a system that runs as well as it did previously, that feels as stable as it did previously, it's not clear there are going to be as many riders to help support that as there were in what was already a financially strained system.
The other side of criminal justice is what happens once you're detained, arrested, and charged. And the tragedies in Rikers Island were outsized during 21. We talked about it. Mayor Adams is a different direction than the previous mayor. Is there any indication that Rikers is helped by this or is receiving what it needs to transform itself?
Absolutely not, in my view. Adams, as his administration has seemed to indicate, that they may back away from the present plans to close Rikers and open and build new jails in the counties, which are very unpopular, as you might expect, within the counties, particularly where they'd be cited. But things at Rikers continue to look disastrous. There's a federal monitor putting out reports that are exceptional for the level of despair that's being indicated about what can be done. This is a very well-funded system. It has a better guard-to-prisoner ratio than any other system. Many of those guards are not, in fact, showing up to work. They have unlimited sick leave. Adams has tried to sort of align himself with the union that's fought to keep this unlimited sick leave, and there's just no sign of anything improving there. And, of course, if Adams does the more enforcement he's been talking about and of quality of life crimes, he's resisted the term broken windows policing. That's going to lead to more people ending up at Rikers, and which continues to just be a hugely problematic place with no sign of a turnaround that I can see.
And Eric Adams himself, how is his spirit day after day hearing these numbers and attempting to reform things? Is he filled with energy? It appears from the video clips he is, but how is he performing at City Hall? We have 30 seconds.
He's energetic. He's swaggering and he's motivated. And it's not clear that all that is going to be enough for the political and practical forces he's up against.
Harry Siegel, he writes a column at the New York Daily News. As you see, he watches very carefully New York City in recovery, especially Manhattan, which generates the money to pay for the city government that, once again, is committed to protecting the people who live and work there. Harry's also at the Daily Beast. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.